And if any of you have some questions yeah, so I'll try to answer the best I can. You don't have to get up to ask the questions. Maybe you can just pass the mic around better. So if people are shy, they don't want to get up and they want to ask a good question.
Welcome to ABC. And from what you've shared with us, I get this feeling that you live life well. You love the life that you have. And you have deep gratitude for the life that you're living now. That's the feeling I get. My question to you is, where do you think this is coming from? Do you think it is coming from the spiritual exposure which you had? Could it be culture, family? Or do you think it is basically the way you're being wired?
I think it's because I suffered a lot mentally, and I decided that I didn't want to choose to be that way. Basically, and also because I'm very lucky to have the life I have, you know. So those two together equal your answer.
Can I just follow up with another question, okay? You talk about satisfaction, yes. And you also talk about breaking the limits,
yes.
Right? Now, your talk is very poignant in the sense that somehow I get a feeling that it also reflects the life which you have, which is a rather unique one coming from your culture. Yeah? And when you talk about satisfaction, do you see that at any point, certain point in your life, from the time when you identify the exposure that you have, there was certain dissatisfaction? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah? And also, this title of a reincarnated tulku, has it been a burden, for use of a better word, okay, burden, or has it been a boon? And if it had been, then when were the occasions when you find that this title of a reincarnated tulku benefited you a lot, but at some point in time it actually worked out to your disadvantage? I would really like you to share that aspect.
Wow, many questions. I don't know if I still remember the first question.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, I'm sure many of you want to know a bit about myself, like personally. So I'm going to try to share the best way I can without losing face. No, I'm just joking. Maybe not so joking. So yeah, where should I start then? For a long time, for me, it was very hard to accept my destiny. It was like a burden. It was a difficult responsibility because I didn't really know who I was. I didn't understand myself, you know. And also because in the monastery, when I was living as a monk, which is a great opportunity, and it's amazing to live in that situation, to be able to study the Buddhist philosophy and share your life with all these the other monks who are actually doing the same thing. From my point of view at that time, it was a bit controversial for me because I didn't quite understand what life was really about, you know, because I was a bit like in a bubble. And it doesn't mean it's bad, but also because people expected me to understand, you know, how people lived and why they suffered. And in the monastery, you don't really experience that so much. You experience that mentally, of course, because maybe you watch some Hollywood movie and you're like, oh my, I want to be like Tom Cruise, you know. You know? But that's like because you're projecting, of course, and they teach you how to overcome that and how to understand how your mind plays tricks on you, you know. But eventually, basically, The book that changed my life was Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. I'm not sure if many of you read it, but you should read it if you get the opportunity. It's a very short book. Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. It's not Siddhartha Gautama Buddha. It's related to that because it is at the same time period. But it's a writer who kind of came up with that idea, with the story of this boy who is called Siddhartha. So reading that book changed my life, because after I read that book, up to then I always believed I was a Buddhist. After I read that book, I started asking many questions. Am I really Buddhist? And if I am, why am I Buddhist? If I don't really understand the Buddhist philosophy yet, there's so many things that I don't understand yet. I have so many questions, I have so many doubts. So I really started to investigate what is a Buddhist, and I came to the conclusion that Buddhist is actually your lifestyle. It's not just because you take some initiations or read a book or take refuge, you don't become a Buddhist like that, you actually become a Buddhist through your lifestyle, how you really act. And in the most difficult moments also, it's like the test life gives you to see if you're really Buddhist or not, But that's just my point of view, of course, Each of us, we have our own point of views, and I respect that, So I'm just sharing your question, So after that, I decided that I was in the process of becoming a Buddhist. So because I was in the process of becoming a Buddhist, I decided that I had to experience life, I couldn't be a monk all my life. I had to go out there and do what everybody else is doing also. So that was basically the decision I made, was because of that. And actually, at the same time, my life has been a huge weight and has been very difficult at certain periods of time. But at many periods of time also, it's been a blessing and an incredible bliss, and because of all the love I receive from everybody, and I'm really grateful for that, because I really feel it, I really appreciate all the support from everybody, Thank you, really.
Call yourself. I read the book on the reincarnation of the Spanish Lama.
Yeah.
That's how I got to know about your life. And also, I think when you were a young boy, you came to my house. I went to... So I said pictures of you as a young boy monk, But hearing what you say today, I sense a lot of compassion, a lot of your experience as a Buddhist. How you share with us how to look at the thought moments and how to look at positive things and all that. And these are the kind of how a Dharma members or people who learn Buddhism can share with the community, right? Like, for example, you go to a church, you see they have these leaders who can communicate with the Dharma, their congregation. And it's like going to a rock concert or whatever, you feel very charged up and all that. Today I'm hearing for the first time that the way you speak, the way you communicate, you are communicating a lot of very deep Buddhist teaching.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's there, I can sense it. So my question, is what's next, right? Like going forward, perhaps you can tell us, are you going to continue to help ABC to to get more people to become more positive minded? Or you mentioned you're going to do filmmaking or something like that. I'm keen to be one of the... supporter or sponsor or even actor, But I do hear you, and of course there are a few questions in my limited mind. It says, I want to ask you, do you still keep your five precepts, or do you keep your, those things? Or it says, no, now Buddhism is about way of life, therefore I just do whatever things I do and I will harm people, that sort of thing. But that one probably will take it offline in future through email or what have you. So my question to you today is, what's next?
Okay.
Right? How are you going to, share with us your energies?
Okay, so I think first of all, it's very, 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 very important to point something out. Tradition is super important, just to make it clear, okay? tradition is very, very important because it's a passed down knowledge from many, many generations, from many people who have been practicing and experienced and having realizations throughout the ages. You know, so tradition is based on all of those experiences. That's why it's so important to really keep the tradition, you know, and respect it. Maybe for some people tradition doesn't work, but that's okay, because for many people it does work, you know. And maybe for the ones that doesn't work, eventually it will work. It will work, you know. So I think that's very important to point out, just so there's no misunderstanding. And I grew up in the tradition, and then I left the tradition because I wanted to understand more outside of the tradition, because I think there are many people out there who are not open to tradition, you know, and many of us who maybe would pick up a Dharma book or go to maybe teachings of a great teacher, or maybe go do meditation or go to retreat, you know. Many of us would do it, and it's maybe perfectly normal. For many people, it's something impossible. It's like something they would never even dream about. Picking up a Buddhist book is like, no way. You know, so basically, what I feel my purpose is to be able to reach out to those people in a more simple way, you know, and like to help them, give them a small like window or vision of what there is, you know, in Buddhism, in Dharma. Like an introduction, you know, especially like the younger generation. And that is why, you know, I say I'm not a Buddhist. I'm in the process of becoming a Buddhist, because for me it's very important to really see everything else also, you know, because it's like all roads lead to Rome, right? It's many different types of ways, and each person just has to find their own way, you know. So like music can be a very good way to reach those people, and audiovisual, you know, movies, documentaries. Because movies, basically, okay, you work really hard to make a movie, but once it's done, it's there. And people can watch it anytime. And it also, people watch it at home when they're relaxed, you know, when they sit down, have something to drink or eat or whatever, they're with their family, chill, you know, and then just turn on the TV and you don't have to do anything. You just relax. You can put up your feet. You know, you can lie down, you can pause, you know, it's just so easy, you know, and you can rewind and watch again, whatever, you know, and it's in the heart of the family, and it's like in the heart of the house, you know, and you watch it with your family or you watch it in the cinema. So it's a very easy way to, like, communicate in that sense, you know, and that's why I found it was the most reasonable way to communicate in that sense. And of course, that's not the only thing I want to do, you know, but that's one of the things I'm trying to do, you know. And maybe eventually I'll come up with a nice Hollywood movie, action thriller. Maybe a little bit like The Matrix, hopefully, you know, where it really gives some meaning, but it also reaches the people who will never actually be attracted to religion, you know. And I think it's very important to be able to help those people, because those are the people who need the most help. You know, so that doesn't mean I'm not a traditional person or I don't respect tradition, because I do. For me, tradition is very important. You know, but I think it's also very important to reach those other people, you know. So I'm just trying to, you know, like create more alternate ways to reach even more people, you know. If you understand, like, I think I explained myself, yeah. So there's no misunderstanding. Did I answer your question? Yeah, and of course I'm very happy to come to ABC many times as always, you know, continuously. That would be great.
I'd like to ask a question. Now, having seen the busy lifestyles that we have in Singapore, what is your advice for Dharma practice, you know?
I like that simple question. I think, you know, Thich Nhat Hanh, he's very inspiring for me. You know, I love him, and he talks about constant meditation. You know, like you can meditate in every moment. You know, so when you're stressed, it's the best moment for meditation, because that's the best practice, it's the best test, you know, it's difficult. So, like, for example, if you're working as a dishwasher, or if you're working in an office, or if you, whichever work you're doing, it's something you have to do again and again and again and again. Monotony, right? And that is very difficult. Sometimes we usually just disconnect and do it automatically. So it's good to be aware and to do it in a very meditative mood, meditative feeling, and that will help us to not get stressed and to really feel moment to moment. And when you wake up, you say, okay, I'm going to work in order to, like, help my family, or I'm, you know, to help someone, you know. So then you already get up and you start work, not for yourself, not to make money, to buy my car or to buy this, you know, but actually to help people. So just with that thought, you're creating a very positive vibration in your body. So throughout the day, that vibration keeps going, and that will help you a lot, you know, to really stay in touch with your deep self and not with the stress or the ambience in the office. You know, maybe people are maybe angry or stressed, and then that will not affect you. On the other hand, you actually affect them in a positive way, and you will be able to help them also reach that state of mind, you know, meditative mood, you know, where you're actually doing what you're doing in a positive way, you're relaxed, you're breathing, you're conscious, you know. It sounds simple, and it's not easy, I know it's not easy, but you have to start somewhere, and slowly, 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 you will achieve that state of mind for the whole day. And when you do, you will really reach a great satisfaction, you know. And that satisfaction, that's one of the best satisfaction, you know. It's because you worked hard for it, and you achieved it, and you did not give up, you know. And that's a great question.
I have a very simple question. Focus on your projecting happiness. Actually, using your satisfaction. You have the experience as a monk. I know you when you are 5 years old, and you now become a layperson, if I can say that. Speak about happiness. What make you decide to become a layperson? Because my understanding, I haven't been as a monk, but my understanding, being as a monk, you have less attachment, you have less responsibility. When you have less thing, you can let go. Actually, that is the happiness. That is my understanding. But you share with us, you take it this, we call it lay person. Is that being as a less person make more happy, or you have better opportunity to help? Because one of your criteria, the more you help people, the more you happy. Yes. I hope not so complicated.
No, actually, as a lay person, I think I have more problems, you know. It's more difficult because you have long hair, so you wake up in the morning, oh, you know, I have dandruff, you know. I have to comb my hair, or, you know, like, oh, you know, like, I have to shave, or I have to, you know, the eyelashes, you know, I have to look good, you know, perfume, you know, what clothes am I going to wear today, you know, oh, maybe this looks good, maybe not this, blah, blah, blah. So you're like really complicating yourself, you know, and then of course you have to live, you know, you have to have a job, and then of course, you know, when you live with a partner, when you're married, for example, the best practice is your partner. You know, because that's the best test of patience, you know. It's when you achieve to live with your partner in peace and in total harmony, then you can be in harmony with everybody else, you know. Or like with your mother also. So that's like, at least for me, it's been like that, you know. With her, I really learned so much, you know. We've been through a lot, you know, and difficulties and very good periods, and finally we've come to a point where we are in harmony, you know. And it's difficult to reach that, but with patience and with love and with dedication, you can reach there, you know. And I think also as a monk, you can also suffer if you don't have the right mentality. you know, and the right motivation. So it's not really about wearing the robes or living amongst life. It's more about the motivation and your mentality, you know. Because you may be a monk, but if you want to live a lay person's life, then you suffer more than being a lay person. You know, and vice versa also. So maybe you should try becoming a monk someday. I'm just joking. Don't take it too seriously.
I can just try to conclude. Yeah?
Okay.
The opportunity, yes, to get being happy, to help others. I can see that being as a monk or as a lay person is the same opportunity. You only can...
It depends. Each person is different, you know. Just like when you go to the ocean and you see all the sand in the ocean, each grain of sand, if you pick up one, there will be none that is like that. So in that way, each of us is also completely different. So each person has different circumstances, you know, different conditions. So it's very about the individual, you know. I can't really generalize about that. Thank you.
Dhamma also.
No, just also please.
I know that you are not in robes, but for me, it hardly makes a difference. Unlike my brother here, who has known you since you were small, I've just known you and my for the last maybe 48 hours. And I think that sitting here, listening to you, I regard you as a young person, 27 years old. And I'm 72.
Wow. Oh, it's so, vice versa. 27 to 72, wow.
Yet, you know, listening to you, the words of wisdom that has come forth from you is so much conviction and sincerity from your heart. You know, it just runs through my mind. Where does all this wisdom come from? And as I said, it doesn't matter whether you're in robes or as you are in civis. It doesn't matter as long as you're coming forth with the right Dharma message to all of us. And I'm sure that being a reincarnation of Tulku, I think Dhamma Yishi would have liked someone to continue to give that message, to be the bridge between East and West. And I think that it doesn't really matter if you are a filmmaker, you are a monk. It doesn't matter as long as the message gets through. I thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for... Yes, very inspiring. Thank you. Thank you. So, if there's any more questions, otherwise maybe we'll do a small break. Yeah? I'm sure most of you are tired. It's been a long day, right? If there's more questions, maybe we can finish now or later.
Will there be, we invite any more further questions to Vasila? Yes,
one more question.
No more questions? Okay. Then if not, then we'll like to have an opportunity for us to make an offering in respect to Vasila. And Vasila in turn would like to make an offering to all of us. We have some fruits prepared for everybody too, on his personal request, to send his sincere blessings to all of us here as well. So perhaps if there are no further questions...
Yeah,
then,
not blessing, just nutrition. Nourishment. We are what we eat, right? So it's good to eat healthy fruits sometimes.
All right, so thank you. So
So maybe we take a break, yeah?
Yeah.
And just relax, talk.
That means,
yeah. And if you have to go to the bathroom also, it's a good idea. I have to go to the bathroom.
We'll take a short break here.
Come okay. Back. Thank you so much, everybody. Really, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you. You really inspire me. Really.